The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
And welcome to Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me on this Tuesday afternoon. And to those of you listening in Washington, D.C. and in Tampa, Florida, you're saying, who in the world is this guy? Who is this voice coming out of my radio? Well, I have the privilege of sitting in today for my good friend Don Crow on WAVA 105.1 FM in our nation's capital. Don is off for a couple of days, and I also have the wonderful privilege of sitting in for another dear friend, Bill Bunkley, on WTBN Faith Talk, 570 and 910 AM in the Tampa, Florida area. We are simulcasting Columbus, Ohio, Washington, D.C., Tampa, Florida, and it is my great honor and privilege to be your host. Thank you for joining me. Now, let me give you a telephone number to those in the Columbus, Ohio area. This number, I hope you're familiar with it, but those of you in Washington and in Tampa, this is not the number you normally call to be on the radio, but I guarantee you it will work in Florida or in Washington or Virginia or wherever you may be listening. 877-BOB-LIVE. 877-BOB-LIVE. 877-262-5483. 877-262-5483. And I love to hear from our listeners. And my goodness, these are crazy, insane times that we live in. Wasn't it the most unique, weird, bizarre 4th of July that you have ever spent? It certainly was for my wife and I. We had family time with some grandkids on Friday, but other than that, we didn't have family together. And I know that many, many people, because of the whole COVID-19 thing, shelter at home, many families who normally have big cookouts and family meetings and family reunions did not. Here in Columbus, Ohio, we have one of the largest fireworks displays in all of America called Red, White, and Boom. We're known all over the country for our fireworks display. Yeah, they may have had a couple of sprinklers. Not sprinklers. Sparklers. Sprinklers. Ah, they may have had a couple of sparklers downtown, but that was about it. And I assume, well, no. Washington, D.C., you folks did have some fireworks. the president, what was bizarre for those of you living in Washington, D.C., the president and the first lady hosted the national fireworks there in Washington, D.C., and yet the major networks ignored the president. I don't know about you, but I just find that unbelievably bizarre. My wife and I enjoy watching the Washington 4th, Capitol 4th, I think it's called, and it's broadcast on the NPR stations across the country, National Public Radio, and so we recorded it. Not a word about the president, the first lady. So anyway, and Tampa, I don't know whether you folks had fireworks down there. And by the way, I've had the privilege of filling in for my friend Bill Bunkley on several occasions, and often it's in the winter time, and it's like, you know, 2 degrees here in Columbus, Ohio, and it's 82 down in Tampa. I just want you to know, those of you in Tampa, Florida, it is hotter today in Columbus, Ohio than in Tampa, Florida. So there, it's going to be like 90. Well, I'm not sure. It's the prediction is 94 to 96 here in Columbus. In Tampa, it's 91. And in Washington, D.C., the forecast is for about 90. So for once, it is warmer here in Columbus than it is there in Tampa. Anyway, enough of that. Let me give you the telephone number again, 877-BOB-LIVE, because you may just want to get some things off your chest. They're crazy times. People are trying to strip away our history, trying to rewrite history. That's happening all over the country. I already mentioned this is Columbus, Ohio, and they just took down our big statue of Christopher Columbus in front of City Hall. What are they going to do? Change the name of the city? Believe it or not, there are people actually talking about that. Later on, I have a list of some of the more bizarre occurrences of statues being taken down. These are just crazy times. But here's the thing that has gripped my heart more than anything else. A good friend of mine and a colleague with Salem Media, Kevin McCullough, has written a town hall editorial, and the headline is 6 weeks, six cities, 600 murders. We are seeing a literal explosion, and I mean an explosion of violence across America. Six cities, 6 weeks, 600 murders. Chicago, just this past weekend, one city, Chicago, 69 people shot, 16 people dead. That's just Chicago. New York City is seeing an explosion of violence. Let's see. New York City. Homicides thus far in 2020 are up 21% over last year. Shootings are up by 46% over last year. Los Angeles, an increase in June by, you ready for this? 250% of homicides over June of last year. 250%. Chicago, Mayor Lightfoot, the Democratic. Oh, by the way, all of these cities that have an explosion of violence, murders, shootings, they're all controlled by the liberal left. Maybe it's just a coincidence. But anyway, Los Angeles, homicides are up 250% over a year ago. And then Chicago. This past weekend, the mayor of Chicago said, quote, "We're making progress Yeah. Progress? They've already had 1,508 shootings for 2020. That's 350 ahead of last year. Yeah. Where is the outrage over this? We'll be back.
Talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
Well, it is Bob Burney Live, even though you may be listening on WAVA 105.1 FM in Washington, D.C., or WTBN Faith Talk 570 and 910 AM in Tampa, or on WRFD 880 AM and 104.5 FM in Columbus, Ohio. It is my privilege to welcome you again today. The news media. I had no intention of going into this. No intention whatsoever. I've got a stack of stories I want to get to, and I want to continue our discussion on 6 weeks, six cities, and 600 murders. But during the commercial break, we have a big TV monitor here in the studio, and often I make the terrible mistake you would think I would learn, but I turn off the mute and I listen, and just listening to Fox News, which just happens to be the station that's on in the studio. And the host, I won't mention his name, but he has the governor of South Dakota. And to be honest, I'm not sure how to pronounce her name. It's N-O-E-M. Noem. Anyway, the governor of South Dakota is on, and the host, I start to say his name, is trying to nail her down because, well, Donald Trump was at Mount Rushmore, and she was with Donald Trump, and somebody in the presidential party tested positive for COVID-19, and so he is trying to put her into a corner and say, don't you feel bad that you were so cavalier and you weren't cautious and you were around people who could have had COVID-19 and you're the governor of your state? Don't you think? And she goes, no, I was tested before. I was tested after. We took precautions. And then get this. I am not making this up. He is trying to, again, paint her into a corner because she dared to be with the president and other people with, and they may not have had masks, you know. And he says, did you hear that the president of Brazil tested positive? And you can see the look in her eyes. She's going, okay, I'm the governor of South Dakota. What does that have to do with the president of Brazil? And you can just see in her eyes. And he goes, did you know that the president of Brazil has tested positive for COVID-19? She said, okay. I just thought, seriously? You're asking the governor of South Dakota about the president of Brazil who tested positive? Anyway. All right, back to this explosion of violence across America. Those of you listening in Washington, D.C., did you know that the year-to-date homicide numbers there in your city are 13% higher than a year ago? What about Philadelphia? Shootings are up 67% over last year. Victims of armed violence are up 29%. Murders are up 25% in Philadelphia. By the way, all of these are cities who have suggested, yeah, let's get rid of the police. Yeah, let's get rid of the police. Baltimore is in the midst of a record high number of murders. Last year, they set a new record at 348, and now they are already near 300 for this year. In spite of that, they're going to defund the police by $22 million. And then let's go back to Chicago. 16 dead, 69 wounded in Chicago just this past weekend. And what is the reason? What is the cause? Well, according to Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot, it's the COVID-19 virus. Huh? Say what? Yeah, it's the COVID-19 virus. That's why people are shooting, killing each other in Chicago. Yesterday, she joined CNN for a Monday segment, and she said, and I quote, "All of these forces are coming together at the same time and making it very difficult. The ecosystem of public safety that isn't just law enforcement, but it's local community-based, they too have been really hit hard by COVID." And then she said this, and I quote, this was just yesterday, "We're making real progress in slowing shootings." Can I repeat that? "We're making real progress in slowing shootings, but we have to do better, every single one of us." Now, here's the problem. Shootings in Chicago have increased by 71% in May and June. That's progress. Murders are up 60% over a year ago. Shootings are up 71%. Murders are up by 60%. And that's just the city of Chicago. And again, I quote the mayor, "We're making real progress in slowing shootings." A 71% increase? That's real progress? And here's the saddest thing of all. And this is my ultimate point in this whole segment. Where is the outrage? Six children were killed by gun violence across the nation just this past weekend. Children ages 6 to 14 shot and killed. An 8-year-old in Atlanta, Georgia. An 8-year-old in Alabama. A 3-year-old in Chicago. An 11-year-old in Washington, D.C. And the list goes on. We're talking children. 6. None of them accidental shootings, gun violence. And by the way, I believe all of them were black children. All of them. Do their lives matter? Will Al Sharpton be showing up leading a march protesting the killing of innocent little children? Don't count on it. Sadly, the outrage over the shooting of blacks, the outrage is very, very selective. And it is indeed sad.